Phone Boy Speaks, episode 415, Long Live Windows XP.
I'm sure Microsoft is losing their mind over the fact that even 3 months before Windows XP's expiration date, or when Microsoft stops supporting the Windows operating system, that a full 30%, or just about 30% of users that use Windows are still using XP, and that compares to about 47% of using Windows 7, and you look at Windows 8 and Windows 8.1, the two of those total about 10%, and Vista's at a 3.3% or something. So it amazes me that I guess it doesn't amaze me. I mean, it's that Windows XP still has such a showing. It goes to show you that people don't necessarily upgrade just because the new thing comes out. They've got a computer, they bought it, it came with XP. They didn't want Windows 7 or Vista or whatever was out at the time. And so they continue to use Windows XP because it still works. And, granted, it's not probably safe to do so, or it's not going to be safe to do so much longer. But still, I think even if there's a huge security vulnerability that comes out against XP, if Microsoft is going to look at it like any business and say, you know what, the cost of fixing that is actually too great, and you guys should all just upgrade. Now, that's probably what they're going to say. But and I see both sides of it, right? I mean, I work for a software company. I know that you can't support old versions of software forever. It's just not technically, I don't know. It's not financially viable to do so, right? I mean, it's not like Microsoft is getting that much money from all of those XP users. They're not, the one system I had here at the house that was still running XP, I just upgraded it to just put Ubuntu on it, and I figured that was good enough because I'm not doing much on it, and Ubuntu seems to be, it seems to do what I need to do. So anyway, that's got to kill Microsoft, though, that a full 30% of the users that are still using Windows are still on XP. It's not going to go away, Adam. I mean, I think that number will gradually go down over time. I mean, the trend line is downward, although it dipped back up at the beginning of January just a bit. We'll have to see what the trend lines are, but it's not going away anytime soon. And Microsoft, as much as they want to get people onto their newer operating systems, I mean, again, people don't want to spend the money to upgrade their computer. If their existing computer works fine for what they need, then they're not going to go through the trouble of upgrading. And honestly, most PCs these days are just a pile of hurt in terms of the included software and stuff. So I can understand people's reluctancy to give up their machines that still run perfectly fine and run XP. Again, not it might be dangerous at some point. In fact, as I say, it'll probably start being dangerous fairly soon once Microsoft stops deploying fixes for it. But anyway, this is Microsoft is, they're just going to have to live with this, or they're going to have to it'll be interesting to see if Microsoft, if there is a big security vulnerability in Windows XP, sometime after the course of, after they go end of support and they say, okay, fine, we'll fix it. I could see Microsoft doing that just because it's a significant number of customers and it's bad PR. But again, I see the other side of them not wanting to do it because it makes business sense. But, I guess they have to weigh that against the PR nightmare that they have to deal with. And who knows if any of this will change with the new CEO that was just announced today as I'm recording this. And anyway, it's not that the CEO of Microsoft makes any impact on anything that I'm doing, but the tech press loves to report stuff like that. So yeah, XP, it's not going anywhere as much as Microsoft may want to want it to go away. It's not going anywhere.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.